Welcome to the O Woman podcast, where we discuss so many things related to women's sexuality, bodies, thoughts, and lives. We'll talk about everything from our relationships to our orgasms to our children and our ovaries, and we'll share outstanding experiences and ordinary ones. I'm Emma, and a big open welcome to you. Thanks for joining me for the show today. It's been a super duper ridiculous long time since I have done any episodes. And I know the past few months when I have done them, I've done them sporadically, and I've every time said, oh, next time. I'm going to actually do it. I'm going to stick with it. But finally, things in my life have opened up a little bit. My job situation has changed in a really positive way. I get to spend a little bit of time unemployed, getting some of my stuff together that's really important to me, trying to start my own business, a couple of my own businesses, really. And so that's a really exciting time right now. And so I can actually pledge to stick with it this time. I feel like finally some of the walls you hit when you try to get through your day, I've crumbled some of those down, which is really nice. So today I just kind of wanted to start us back with a fun, sort of smooth, tantalizing idea. And I wanted to talk about my favorite new sexual position. My husband and I, this is our new favorite one. So many times in a sexual partnership, in an emotional partnership, you just get into the same old patterns, and I've talked about this before. You get into the same old rhythms, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. It's not necessarily a negative thing when you think about it, when you think, oh, we do the same thing all the time. But it does kind of lower the spice. And sometimes you don't want spice. Sometimes you just want to go to sleep. Sometimes you just want to do the same thing and get it over with. Sometimes you just want to do your chores and move on with your day. You don't always want spice added to your life. But some days you really do. And so this new sexual position is what I like to call the 69 massage. And it's really a lazy sexual position. And that's what makes it so great. Is because you can add a little bit of spice, a little bit of change to your sex life, but you don't actually have to try very hard, except just beyond the fact that you're going to implement this new idea. You don't have to move around a lot and think a lot and, you know, so, which sometimes can be really refreshing and nice. So those are some of the main reasons why Jason and I actually kind of came up with this position. It was rather an accident, because I really wanted a massage, and sometimes he really likes to give me a massage. I've done an episode about this before. Massage is the key to my vagina, because he knows that even if I get, you know, just a brief massage, it really relaxes me, it really turns me on, and not, you know, not even a genital massage, just a leg massage or a butt massage. Those are my favorites. I mean, I like all body parts being massaged, but those are some of my favorites. For some reason, my legs is really one of my favorites, or my extremities and things like that. So it came about because that came up. It was, you know, the end of the night. I was like, well, if, you know, give me a massage and I'm sure my body will cut on. I'll be interested in having sex. Cause, you know, I emotionally want to, but my body just wants to go to sleep. So if you give me a massage, then we can go from there. But he was also really exhausted too. And he was like, is there a different way we can do the massage this time? And I'm thinking, well, if you're too tired to give me a massage, what are we going to do? I mean, it's going to be the most boring experience ever for both of us. So what we ended up doing was, he said, I have enough energy to give you a massage if you just lay on top of me. Completely lay on top of me with all of your weight. Because at first I was hesitant. I was thinking, I'm going to have to hold myself up. Like when you do 69 and you're above someone, you have to hold yourself up the whole time, which can be tiring. And when you're exhausted and you're already sleepy, it's not really going to be the best thing. So I was first kind of hesitant to try that, but he said, no, put all of your weight on me, like literally all of your weight. And so that's how it came about, was being lazy, wanting a massage, and also wanting to have sex at the same time, and wanting to kind of really have some foreplay before sex starts, because you want to make sure your body's in the mood, because the rest of me is so tired. So that's how the 69 massage came about. Now, let me describe it. I sort of just described it a little bit, but let me elaborate a little bit more. So what it is your partner is on the bottom. Well, in the case of myself, I mean, obviously, depending on who's listening to this, one of you is going to be on the top, one of you is going to be on the bottom. But so in this case, your partner's on the bottom, and you are on the top, and you're in 69 position pretty much, so you're facing opposite, which means your crotch is pretty close to his face, and depending on how tall or short you are, you might need to adjust. And your crotch is, I mean, your face is somewhat near his crotch or her crotch. Now, sometimes with a guy, it's hard to be that close to the crotch without getting poked in the face with the wiener, which isn't always a bad thing. But when you're first starting out in this position, you kind of want to just be relaxing, because the purpose is the person on the bottom now has their hands completely free to give you a massage. And they don't have to hold themselves up to give you a massage, because sometimes, let's face it, when you're massaging another person, your upper back starts to get a little sore, you're leaning over in a funny way. Unless you have a nice massage table, it becomes a little bit, you know, a little bit hard sometimes when you're doing it for a long time. So in this position, I kind of put my head off to the side of his crotch just a little bit, kind of on his thigh, upper thigh, which is a really nice pillow because it's a nice muscular soft cushion. And then in order to make sure that I'm not actually still subconsciously holding up some of my weight, I put one of my hands kind of off, kind of parallel with his leg, and then one off to the side, kind of to, because otherwise I think I would tend to fold my arms underneath my body to just try to make myself put less pressure on him. But he was saying, no, you can put all of your weight on me. And this, I'm sure, depends on your body size, your partner's body size, all of those things. But in this case, it works for us. So that's kind of the setup. Now, the positive things about this are that both people get to totally relax. They might move their hands a little bit, but they're not going to be working against gravity for a lot of it to try to hold yourself up. And please remember that I am calling this a lazy sexual position. This is not a gymnastic, hot and heavy, sexy one. This is a lazy one, but it is still really sexy and really nice. So both people get to relax. And you don't have to move. And that's a big part of how you get to relax. You don't have to move any of your body parts, except maybe your arms or your hands, if you feel like it. So the person on the bottom now has both hands totally free, because it's not like they're going to fall off of the other person. The person on top might need to keep their hands a little bit more still, or at least one hand, so they don't kind of topple off of the person. But the person on the bottom can move their hands completely. So the person on the top gets a butt massage, a thigh massage, even a back massage, depending on how much the person on the bottom's arms can reach. And considering that their arms are kind of right centered where your butt is, they should be able to get almost to your feet and almost to your shoulders, which is kind of nice. The bottom person, like I said, is going to get a leg massage, a butt massage, any of the things in that area. And the top person is going to get a lower body massage. The top person is going to give a lower body massage. So feet or calves or thighs. And then, of course, you know, using your hands when you feel like it, when you're kind of worked up to it, both people can start to touch each other's genital region and crotch and that area, and kind of, you know, the more physical touching that you give each other, the more you feel like working your way to that area, if you weren't already kind of feeling like that before. And the other positive thing about this position is both of you get to see what's going on. Jason's remarked about how good of a view it is, because your crotch is right by his face and his crotch is right by your face. Now, you might tend to close your eyes during a situation and during most sexual times, and that's fine. But if you want to open your eyes, you have a good view, which is a really good thing. Now, a couple negatives, which I feel like there are really not that many, is that some of your body parts can start to go numb because they're pushed up against someone else's body part, or because you're not moving, or because they're holding your weight, or they have your weight pushing down. Or, you know, the person on the bottom could go numb because someone's just laying on their stomach or laying on their leg in a funny way. And also, depending on what part of your body is touching what part of the other person's body, they might need to extra gulps of air. They might feel like they can't breathe. So make sure that you're adjusting properly. If someone's like, ooh, you know, I'm not actually that relaxed, I'm on the bottom and I feel like I can't breathe that well, then adjust to make sure you're not pushing down on their lungs. Another negative about this is if it's already late at night and you're already feeling lazy, you might kind of want to fall asleep because it is really relaxing, the massage. It is really cozy, the closeness. And it's just an overall comfortable experience. So you might want to fall asleep. So maybe that's a good thing. Or maybe you'd rather not. So you might have to kind of snap yourself out of it a couple times. And someone might just give up. The person on the top, because they don't have as much mobility of their arms, might kind of stop touching the other person and give up and fall asleep. Or the person on the bottom might think, oh, I am totally mashed. I'm going to kind of stop moving my arms. So that's a negative potential. But that exists in every sexual situation, is someone could stop participating as much as the other person. And then if you're on the top and your partner's on the bottom and your partner is a guy, there's a chance, depending on how far the touching each other with your hands or the oral sex, if you start to do that, because your mouths are close enough to each other's crotches to do that, if that happens, then people on the top might end up, depending on what sort of warning the person on the bottom has, the guy on the bottom has or not, might end up with some splooge in your hair, with some semen in your hair, or on your neck or on your back or something like that, because of where his penis is actually situated. It's kind of going to be next to your neck, sort of, right above your shoulder, depending on your body size. So that's something to think about. But of course, just as with all sexual positions, you can predict generally and change your position, change your plans, that kind of thing. So I really wanted to share this position with you just to kind of bring back some of the fun, wonderful, raunchy sex talk that we talk about here on the O Woman podcast, because not all episodes are sex. Many of them are, but not all of them are. And I wanted to start back with just my new favorite position, the really lazy position of the 69 massage. It's a great way to start thinking about your summer, especially when you're hot and you're tired. It's a good way to relax while also being sexual with your partner. As always, I want to thank you for listening. And if it's been a while since you checked out the website, you should go owomanpodcast.com and scope out things there. Or if you're just learning about O Woman Podcast, go check out all the past episodes. There's 104 other episodes that have happened. Check us out on Facebook, O Woman Podcast, and subscribe on iTunes. And please rate the episodes. That would be really helpful and really fantastic for me to know what kind of feedback you have. And you can always leave a comment on the website, and you can always email me, emma@owomanpodcast.com, if you have something to say, anything at all. Thanks so much for listening. I'll talk to you next time. Bye.